Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They asked me how I knew my true love was true.
That's Tony Williams bringing us back with the Platters from the Wayback Machine, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest, our good friend, the author of Safe at Home, the author of Home Office Know-How, the author of Teleworking and Telecommuting, and those books have sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy. He is the Chief Home Officer, chiefhomeofficer.com. His website. Jeff, thanks again for being here. We're talking about privacy, or as they say in England, privacy.
Privacy.
And if you're an Anglophile. And we're talking about the implications of privacy, the expectation of privacy. We all want privacy. Who doesn't want privacy, Jeff? But all of us have different degrees of expectations of privacy. And unfortunately, we become... What's the other word I wanted to use? We become hardened or maybe softened, maybe that's a better word, to what the darn stuff, technology is so darn handy that we're willing to, we'll say, oh, what the heck, I'll just give them this stuff and I want my answer now, I want my product now, right? And right. So we're all losing our edge against privacy. And the big data people, the big data machines and companies and all that, plus Big Brother. Don't forget Big Brother, Jeff. Look at all the Big Brother stuff that's going on right now. We've got new stuff going on with the license plates. Have you seen that?
The driver's license?
The license plates. Okay. They're tracking where we are in our automobiles by checking the license plates.
Oh, you know what? I saw that with transponders for SunPass here also.
All that stuff. That's what we're talking about here, folks.
Yep.
Jeff, how far is this going to go? How long are we going to let it go? Is there going to come a time when you and I say enough is enough and we revolt?
You know what? It all depends. You know, it depends on how far, how sort of lulled or inured we become to the simplicities that come with technology. So, for example, SunPass here in Florida, we have SunPass, which is the state highway toll system. You know, there was a whole newspaper article and an expose written about cops who use SunPass, and because it's theirs, it's public record, right, that they were getting between toll plazas. They had to be doing 90 miles an hour to make it, and it was public record, so they got hammered for it. Now they're saying they're going to start using these SunPass, or they are using these SunPasses to track how fast people are going. They haven't used them yet,
right. But
they can track that. You know, data in the car. So one of the insurance companies has that little snapshot that you can plug into a little computer outlet, and they'll get a discount. Why don't they turn around and say, you have to do it, or we're going to charge you a fee for not
that's
doing it? That's going to come in.
That's the next step. Exactly right. And how about when the government says something like this? The government says, wait a minute, we know that you're driving your children around 10 miles over the speed limit. We're going to take your children away. Now, I know that sounds ridiculous, but those are the kinds of things, folks, that could happen down the road from the loss of privacy.
And if we have to reel it back in,
and from big data, let's say big data represents the marketplace,
right?
And big government, big brother represents the government. Big data may not be our problem. Big brother may be the problem,
right? And it may be big brother.
But guess what, Jeff? They're not. We now know they're working together.
They work together.
The NSA got the big houses. You know, Yahoo and Facebook and all those guys, Google, they got them to give them information. They made them give them information.
Under threat of action.
Yeah.
This has taken this conversation way beyond just small business or medium-sized business to non-business. Business, you know, is just part of the picture, but it's everything. It's when we step outside our homes what we do. I mean, we're going to have connected appliances and things like that. There's going to be all sorts of information that your local grocer is going to use, that the packaged goods companies are going to use. It's going to touch every part of our life. Going off the grid will no longer be an option. But, not to be all, you know, not to be all sky is falling here. I mean, there are a lot of benefits that come with this, and not all of it is nefarious.
Well, for example, I've got a GMC Yukon that I drive, and I have the uplink thing to the satellite. What's it called? I've forgotten. Anyway, they know when the satellite knows
OnStar.
The satellite knows when one of my tires is low.
Right.
When I need to change my oil. Now that's handy. That's a handy safety thing, right? But it also is an invasion of my privacy. So I'm benefiting, and yet it makes me a little concerned. Don't you think, Jeff, here's what I'm thinking. We're going to have to go a little bit further until we get down the road a little piece where we realize that this is starting to get out of hand, and then we, as citizens, start turning it back.
I don't know.
Are we? Are we going to wind up just letting it go?
Are you willing to give up? Are people willing to give up their OnStar? Are they willing to give up their satellite radio? Are they willing to give up their smartphones that have built-in sort of tracking?
But wouldn't the answer be that we know how that's being used?
We know. Well, do we?
But that's what we would want. That would be what we'd be revolting for, so to speak.
We would like to, but I think there's a lot of forces out there that will hold that information dear and never give it up.
Here's the bottom line, Jeff. We cannot be naive about what this information, how it can be used.
Just don't be naive.
We can't be.
Eyes wide open. Thanks, Jeff,
for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Good stuff, Jeff.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen, ChiefHomeOfficer.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.